Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. It's pretty much accepted now that smoking cigarettes is out of fashion and bad for your health. But there's a new way to get your nicotine fix, electronic cigarettes. There are ads on TV and in magazines with Hollywood stars endorsing the product saying e-cigs are safe and cool. But what are these celebrities not telling you? We're talking about e-cigs this half hour. We're joined by Dr. Ashok Kumar. He is a family physician with the UT Medicine School here in San Antonio. And we want to hear from the community about e-cigs. The number is 614-8980. You can also send your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org and go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. Have you started smoking e-cigs or vaporing, as they say? Do you think it's better than smoking regular cigarettes, or are you concerned about the health benefits or the health negatives, the risk hazards of smoking e-cigarettes? Give us a call, 614-8980. So let me ask you, Dr. Kumar, you have researched, you've looked at, you've talked to actually students, young students, about the dangers of smoking, and they're asking you about e-cigs. What are they asking you?
Well, I think the school children, when I talk to them, they ask me, what are electronic cigarettes? Because they are young children. We go to fifth graders, and they are seeing that with the people they are around, the friends or the relatives smoking this, and they are curious. Because children are very curious about anything, electronic gadgets, and because of that curiosity, they want to know what is going on with this.
Okay. So for people who don't know, an e-cigarette, electronic cigarette, there's a little device in there that heats up a puff of vapor that you buy from the store. It has flavoring in it and also nicotine. And the consumer, the person who's puffing on this thing, can control how much nicotine you want. And you can throttle it up, you can throttle it down. It's all up to you, and that's a new thing, you know. What's wrong with that?
Well, as you said, the electronic cigarettes are like a device where the nicotine is in a cartridge, and there are some chemicals to propel it. So it is not just nicotine, but there are other chemicals to help that propel, and it's going to be battery charged, and they can actually vaporize the nicotine so that it can go into the lungs easily. So the problem with this is not a regulated. So people can put whatever amount of nicotine into each cartridge, and patients can smoke as much as they want, because this is not the way you need to light up the cigarettes one after the other. So the concentration varies from zero, sometimes they don't have anything in it, to about 24 milligrams per each cartridge. So there is a wide variation, and people can smoke whatever they want, and that can be very addicting, particularly in children. When they try this is going to affect on their brain. You know that, and most people know nicotine is a drug, and it is addiction causing. This drug was studied, and it is almost equal to the same effect as cocaine on the brain in addiction-forming characteristics. So that's why it is not a good idea for us to keep this unregulated, and the student or the children are able to go and buy these cigarettes and experiment it.
Okay, let's go to the phones. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Talking about e-cigarettes, we really want to hear about the community's experience with them or their impressions of them. Alex is on the line. Alex, tell us about e-cigarettes.
Well, I tried one of those small sort of cigarette-shaped e-cigarettes when I was trying to quit last year. And honestly, I found it unsatisfying because I think it reminded me of a cigarette. But I recently, a few months ago, I got these like refillable pen types that are not really cigarette shaped, and you know they have all types of custom liquid flavors and stuff, and it helped me to quit cigarettes instantly. Like I've even found myself, you know, socially having a cigarette, and I'll just put it out halfway through because I find the e-cig to be superior. And honestly, as a former smoker, e-cigs have just changed my life. They've been such a positive development for me. I mean,
are you still doing the e-cigarettes?
Yes, I'm still doing the e-cigarettes.
So you're just not smoking tobacco anymore?
Yeah, exactly. I've switched my nicotine delivery, I guess, to the e-cigs rather than to tobacco.
So you still are taking care of that nicotine habit?
Oh, yeah. Definitely still get the nicotine cravings. But one of the nice things is that instead of having to compartmentalize it, like, you know, wait an hour and be really craving a cigarette, I can just sort of constantly smoke at a low level and keep my nicotine craving satiated.
And are you concerned about, since there hasn't been a lot of studies about what the e-cigarettes could be doing to you, are you concerned about that?
Not particularly. I guess for me it's balancing the known harm of cigarettes with the unknown potential for harm of e-cigs, and I'll take the gamble on the e-cigs.
Okay.
But really it's not about the health effects so much as it is about not always smelling like smoke, not having to step outside every time I want some nicotine. You know, like I'm a college student, and basically smokers are sort of, I don't want to say pariahs, but they're sort of viewed differently just because they smell like smoke all the time.
And one more question for you. So what about the pocketbook? Is it cheaper to smoke e-cigarettes than regular cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. My kit cost me about $30. And I can buy a bottle of nicotine juice for about $20. That'll last me about a month. And there's no way I could last a month for $20 worth of cigarettes.
Okay, Alex, thanks for calling in and appreciate your insight. So Dr. Kumar, so what do you think about what Alex is telling us?
Well, Alex, I wanted to mention two things here. You know, when you smoke a cigarette, you have a habit, and the other part of it is addiction because of the nicotine. So in Alex's case, apparently, he's happy with using the electronic cigarettes because he's still getting the nicotine effects. That is exactly what is happening. So people get addicted to nicotine. The habit of handling the cigarette, putting something in your mouth is still there. So that's why he's very satisfied.
That's a very primal thing to have that mouth
exactly.
Urge.
Exactly. And also, so that's why he's getting, and as he told you, basically he can smoke as many times as possible, so he's controlling his dose so that he never runs out of nicotine in the body. So that's why he's very satisfied. But what I want to tell Alex is that he has not kicked the habit of addiction to nicotine, and that is very difficult at this stage if he continues to smoke. So if he wants to get rid of that habit, he has to have some kind of a program wherein they need to get some medications and counseling, and there are all family doctors who can help him.
Okay, we're going to talk about that and continue the conversation about e-cigarettes, this new fad that we've got in our society. What does it mean? How is it impacting? What are the health consequences? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Let's hear from you. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. You've seen the ads. Got some fancy Hollywood celebrities talking about e-cigarettes and how it's better than smoking, and you can smoke if you want to, and it's not offending everybody else. There's no secondhand smoke. But what's it really doing to you? We haven't heard from the FDA on that yet. We expect to have some ruling on that soon. But it's unregulated, and it's new, and there's a lot of unknowns. What's your experience? What are your questions about e-cigarettes? Give us a call, 614-8980. We're joined by Dr. Ashok Kumar. He is a family physician with UT Medicine San Antonio. And we've got a bunch of calls here, so let's get to the phones. The number is 614-8980. Let's get Michael on the line. Michael, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Apparently not. Okay, let's go to the next guy. Let's go to Ricardo. Ricardo, welcome to The Source.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
I've been I started smoking cigarettes when I was around 13 going on 14, and, you know, pretty much my whole family smoked cigarettes, and, you know, my friends would started experimenting with it also, so I got into it that way until about 4 months ago I was introduced to the e-cig, and, you know, I'm 27 years old now, and the day that I actually bought it, I immediately quit smoking cigarettes. You know, I spent about $200 on this device. So, you know, I figured I'm not going to spend money on cigarettes when I just spend money on this, you know. And ever since then, I started only smoking that, changing the flavors as well. And up until about 2 weeks ago, I just had a craving. I was drinking and I smoked a cigarette, and ever since then, I just started, like, you know, bumming smokes from here and there. And, you know, I still smoke my e-cig occasionally, but I find myself buying packs of cigarettes, you know, if I know I'm going to go drinking or, you know, just different occasions are going to happen, and I still take both of them, but I find myself smoking cigarettes more now than I did before, really.
So why do you think that is? Why do you smoke cigarettes, tobacco cigarettes? You're smoking more now after switching to e-cigarettes. I don't understand how that happened.
Yeah, I don't really understand how it happened either. But, like, just this past week alone, I've bought 4 packs of cigarettes. And, you know,
you think that maybe, you know, because you can get a lot more nicotine out of an e-cigarette than you can with an e-cig. And basically, you didn't nurse yourself off of the nicotine. Actually, you got yourself more juiced on the nicotine. I mean, is that something that sounds right, Doctor?
Yes, I think that's what is happening, because Ricardo is probably smoking more of this juice and does not realize how much nicotine he's getting. So to keep up with that same amount of nicotine, you need to smoke, because each cigarette gives you about 1 milligram, whereas in the e-cigarette, you can smoke 4 to 6 milligrams easy.
Okay, so Ricardo, let me ask you another question real quick. What are these flavors that you've tried out?
I've had a Monster energy drink. I've had Red Bull. Yeah.
These are flavors that you smoke?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I go over to this place on Vital Vapor Essence, and you know, they have over 350 flavors.
Yeah. You say, so, this is a good trick they are using, because as we know, the smoking, as the caller says, he started at 13. So 90% of smokers, when we surveyed, they started their cigarette smoking when they were in teens. So he exactly matches with this. And also the flavors are created because to entice. They say this is not for children, but they have strawberry, the watermelon, the bubble gum, the Red Bull and Monster, all sorts of 350 flavors. So you can imagine what the industry was trying to do.
So Ricardo, what's your favorite flavor right now?
Right now, it's Monster Energy Drink.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Be careful, okay?
All right. Will do.
All right. Thanks. Okay. So we got more callers. They want to talk about e-cigs. Let's get Lewis on the line. Lewis, welcome to The Source.
Hi. Thank you. I was listening to the Monster Energy Drink combo right now, and, I mean, I feel that it's advertising to the younger crowd just as cigarettes did when they first came out. They advertise, they put a sexy face on for Hollywood, and it's actually very similar to what e-cigs are doing right now. It's the sex appeal. But with e-cigarettes, I've actually seen, and you can see it online and YouTube, and I've actually seen where people are actually turning these things into places, or you can turn e-cigarettes into portable devices to smoke marijuana in them now, because you can do the same thing with marijuana. And that's, I mean, if you don't know who's smoking marijuana out of an electronic cigarette and who's smoking tobacco, how are you going to know? It opens a can of worms, I feel. And you see people at the University of Texas campus smoking these all the time, and how are we going to regulate them?
Right. Okay, Lewis, thank you for that call. We appreciate it. So Lewis brings up a good point about regulation. So what is happening with government regulation in e-cigarettes, Dr.?
Well, yeah, the FDA tried to regulate it as a medicine because nicotine is a drug, and also this device is delivering it, but they were unsuccessful in a court. And now the FDA is trying to regulate this as a tobacco product because we have a law, the Smoking Prevention and Family Act, which is which gives FDA authority to regulate tobacco products. So they are going to go this route to control, because right now we don't have any regulation on marketing, manufacturing, and sale.
Even age limit, there's no age limit.
There is no age limit. They can sell to anybody. They can put the ads on the TV. In fact, there was a concert by Rolling Stones last year, and then apparently the Keith Richards lit up a cigarette on stage, and then somebody else next to him, next to one of my friends, he just started smoking the e-cigarette. So it is...
Product placement?
Yeah, product placement, as well as the e-cigarette is a kind of... as we heard, socially more acceptable, so people are not getting smoke, but they're getting vape. So they are less objectionable in areas.
Right, and we are seeing studies that show that usage among middle school students has doubled in 1 year for e-cigarettes. So it's definitely attractive to that crowd. Get some more callers on the line. Ty, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you
doing? Doing great. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I've been smoking since I was around 18. It's been 10 years, and I actually started smoking e-cigarettes about a year ago, and the thing that I liked about them was that you could control the nicotine level, because I used to smoke around a pack a day, and I started at a much higher level, and it would just be like habits, you know, like if I was in my car, I would want a cigarette, or if I was at the bar, I would want a cigarette, and once I lit the cigarette, you know, I'd smoke the whole cigarette, but I didn't necessarily want to. And that was one of my favorite things about switching to an e-cigarette, was that I didn't have to finish the whole cigarette. Like, I could just take a hit, and then I slowly lowered the nicotine levels because I used to order from, like, a site called Vape Genie, and they have, like, an adjustable level of nicotine when you place your order. You can get it, like, by the milligrams. And I leaned it all the way down, and now I don't even have it in the fluid at all. I just smoked all of the different flavors, but it took me about a year. But I haven't had any cigarettes for the last year or so. Well, my question was what sort of negative effects from an e-cigarette do you foresee that you don't already have existing from tobacco?
All right, Ty, that's a great question. Appreciate it, and yes. Congratulations on being able to wean off that nicotine. So, doctor.
Yes, yeah, that's a good question and very interesting, because this is very important for people to know. So in tobacco, in cigarette smoking, you have two things. One, the carcinogens, because we are burning a cigarette, and there are a lot of chemicals, like 4,000 chemicals are produced while combusting.
So in burning a tobacco leaf, there's all sorts of carcinogens, things that cause cancer and tar and things.
So now the other part of the tobacco is like the nicotine part. So nicotine is not innocuous. It is a drug. So it affects your body in every organ system. So it's a chemical, and it affects, so it also producing a nicotine addiction, but also it has effect on your heart, your lungs, your blood vessels, your muscles. So every part of the body, your gastrointestinal tract, so people get vasoconstriction, what we call it. It's like narrowing of the blood vessels. So people who smoke have higher incidence of heart disease, stroke. So that's why we tell our patients, you know, if they want... You know, these are the effects, you are not realizing it, but these are going to be working because you are still addicted to nicotine, and nicotine is going into your body.
So it's the nicotine that's causing those effects from smoking too much, like the loss of elasticity for your muscle tissue and the hardening of the arteries and things like that. That's the nicotine.
That is the nicotine. That is the chemical part of the tobacco.
You're not doing yourself any favors by smoking
exactly.
at all.
I want to make it very clear to listeners that the nicotine, bad side effects of nicotine are always there, whether you do electronic cigarettes, you do any kind of product. So what we need to know is if we are addicted to this, what I want my patients and callers to know that they want to kick the habit rather than switch to another form of nicotine, because the nicotine has bad side effects and it is addicting.
Yeah, so what about the flavoring? I mean, smoking Red Bull doesn't sound like it's, you know, good health benefits there, you know?
Yeah. I think this is to entice the children. As you saw, several callers...
Yeah, but that's some sort of substance that I'm ingesting into my lungs.
Lungs, yeah.
And then when you burn things, so the total chemistry changes.
Yeah. So we also found there are studies which indicated that when a vapor goes into your lungs, the pressures in the lungs also change. This has been studied and proven even in normal lungs. You can imagine the asthmatics and the COPD patients, if they smoke and vape the cigarette, the electronic cigarettes, they are going to be more symptomatic. And that there were studies in France, Italy, and even in our country, showing that there is increased pressure in the lungs, so there is more symptoms.
So when do we expect the FDA to come out with some sort of ruling?
Well, there is a big request from 40 governors from United States, 40 states governors, all the academies of medical professions, the American Academy of Family Physicians, the Physician Society of America, all those people are requesting FDA and the president to act on it.
So there's a lot of people calling for it. Let's get this decided before we get more people hooked on e-cigs. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Ashok Kumar. He's a family physician with UT Medicine School, UT Medicine San Antonio, also active in working with students and trying to get them to not smoke cigarettes. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for listening.